de memre of Rabbi Yanai. Omar Rabbi Yanai, im yesh mokem kavua lebeis hakisei, meloi hayat, im lav kehecha. Now there's a big machlokes arishonim, how to learn pshat in this gemara. Let us the vial learn Rashi. Im yesh mokem kavua lebeis hakisei. A person has a mokem kavua lebeis hakisei. That means, Rashi says, shim yishtairu loy arvis, he's bringing in avonim ktanim Friday night. He's taking, perhaps, he's not mitzamtzim, he's not bringing in the exact amount. So what'll be? Shim yishtairu loy arvis, yikaneich behem shachis. So he can use them for shachis. So it comes out, the tiltul avonim, which in Yesod is a tiltul mukta, is letzayrech, it's letzol choy for Shabbos. So then, machnisham maloya. Then he's allowed to bring in a handful of avonim, and Friday night, because even if it's too much, it will be used for Shabbos. That if he has a mokim kavua, imla. But what if he does not go to the same mokim, each time he goes to a different mokim? Kahachro, kishir hamachria ke'egeis. We had three shiurim before we had in the Gemara three shiurim kezayis ke'egeis and kebeye. Kishir hamachria ke'egeis nofesh mikezayis vizuta mikebeye. Poshet, he can bring in only one evet. That's the minimum. Ke'egeis. He brings in an egeis. The Rishonim ask on Rashi if there would have been a machloikis. One said kizayis, one said kebeyim, one said keegoy. So then it's keachro, like the machia. This was a shir. There was no such machloikis, which no such machia. So the loshen is a pshver. But al kaponim, b'kitzer, Rabbi Yanai is telling us a halacha that the one does not have to be mitzamtzim if he can be assured. If it won't be used Friday night, it'll be used Shabbos. But if he's not assured, so then one has to be mitzamtzim, he has to bring in ke'egeis. Now, this is a new gemara according to Rashi. Meducho ktano shel psomim. A small mortar that is used to grind psomim. Amar Rav Sheshes, im yesh oleho eid, muta. Let us see Rashi. Meducho ktano, melachto leisa. A meduche is a kli, shemelachto leisa, osa letalto. Ve im yesh oleho eid, kinuach, that means when one will observe this meduche ktane, which is used to grind psomim. If one will observe it, and they'll see that there's kinuach, there's some tzoye on this meduche, so that means that it was used letzoyrech kinuach, hameyid, this is an eid, hameyid shasuya lakach. We see that it is no more used as a meduche, it's used now as a dover hamekaneach. Mutar letaltalo lekinuach. So then one is permitted to be metaltal lekinuach. Now, there are a few kashes on Rashi's pshat. One kashe, the Rishonim ask, Rabbi Kivega also asks the kashe, the Taisus HaRosh, the Ran. A meduche ktane is a kli shemalachte leisa, Rashi says. No, so we're bekant a kli shemalachte leisa, letzeirech gufo is muta letaltu. So if he wants to use it letzeirech kinuach, why should it be also? Why do you need an aid? Rabbi Kivega says, if Rashi would have said it's mukta machmas chasor and kiss, it would have been good. That would be a bahalach in the Gemara. Mukta machmas chasor and kiss is also letzeirech gufo. But if it's a klisha malach delisa, it is muta letzeirech gufo. So what's bechlal the problem? Then the Rishonim hold Bechlal, it is a very strange pshat that one should use a meduche for psalmim letzerech kinuach. The Chodesh Ha'oviv asks a ha'ore on the next Rashi, Vim yesh oleho eit, kinuach ha'meyit sh'asuya lekach. So now it seems it's not oimed for the tashmish ha'rishayna, now it's oimed for kinuach. Is mutal etaltal lekinuach. So the Chodesh Ha'oviv asks, if it's not a klisha malach tel iser anymore, so why does Rashi say mutal etaltal lekinuach? It's mutal etaltal, period. It's ois klisha malach tel iser. So now it should be mutal etaltal, period. So he says that ein chanami Rashi. That's what you use it for. So Rashi says mutal letaltal lekinuach. I'm just wondering if it was miyached now that it's no more meduche. So could be it loses the shem keli. Now it's only being used for kinuach. So it could be this does not give it a teiras keli. So therefore could be, so it's only, they were matar letzerech kinuach, but not samazoy letzerech dvorim achayrim. Could be it is also because now it lost the shame keli. Meisvei. Let us learn the Gemara further. Asora dvorim, meivin es ha'odom lidei tachtoinis. Tachtoinis, this fagish, they say this is a growth on the intestines, that one, therefore one should not do any of these ten inyonim. Ve'elu hein, ha'oichel aleikanim, aleikfanim, ulovei gefanim, umerige beheime, beloi melach, these are parts of a beheime that are rough, v'shedrei shel dag, and the shedre of the dog, the spine of the dog, the dog malir shlei bishel kol tzolchei, a salted dog which is not completely cooked, v'ashoyse shimreyayim, v'makaneich besidah b'charosis b'tzreir shekinech b'ichaveiroi. Someone will use a dover that someone else was makaneich. V'yesh oimrim afatoy la'atzmei bebeis hakisei, he supports himself on his knees and he's not completely sitting down, which is also a sakon. Al koponim, one of the ten inyonim is that if he uses atzroer shekinach boi chaveire, this is maybe lidei tachtoinius. And here it seems, im yesh oleo eit, that means he, from the kinuach on the meduche, he sees that it's not oimed anymore to be used for a meduche. But al koponim, this falls into the category of tzreir shekinach boi chaveiroi. So the Gemara says, leikasha, three terutzim, ha belach, ha biyovesh, biboy yiseima, eisis lach is oser, and yovesh is mutter, if the kinuach is yovesh, biboy yiseima kan mi tzadechot, kan mi beis todim, one is using the same side or another side. The boy is saying, "Oh, the day, but the chavre, the day is mutter." So, Rashi, lelovei kfanim, oison pitzulin agdelim begefen, vekeirin vadilsh. These are the viney substance that grows around the vineyard. Merige beheime kol bosor sheyesh bebheime. Ha'osui kemoirik shupogum v'charuki kemoirik chodosh. Kleimer, komokim shein abosor cholok. The bosor is not smooth. Gein klipas haloshin, chigoin acheich, the palei, shiesh boi kemin koitzim, chibkim meis hakoises, which is not smooth. Shekinach boi chavere, etzid v'charosis nami koi. Hatoilu shein eyoishim. Aba alme, kinach boi chavere, loi chozi likinuach. Rav Sheshes Omalelem Yeshola Eid Mutter, and one is permitted to use advice, is it is Chozi Likinua. So the Gemara answers three terutzim. Lach, Loi Chozi, Yavesh Chozi, Tzadechot Boisi Tzadchekinach Bechaveire, Loi Chozi Likinua, Chavo Betzadashaini Chozi, Didei Shaykinur Shaler Shaloi. Let us go a little further. Omalei Abaye Lerav Yosef, יורדו עולה הגשומים ונשטשטשו מהו. So Rashi learns that this is going on the Meduche. V'nishtashtishu oisoy eit. That means that before the kinuach that was on the Meduche was an eit, that it's not oimid anymore for klishim alach delis, that's oimid lekinuach. What happened is it was left out in the rain, and the kinuach rubbed off. So what is the shaila? Mau. Mi botol li yichud it hu eloi. Does that mean that the yichud becomes botol? Now it's back a meduche. Amaleim ha yirishuma nikir muta. Yirishuma nikir muta. The kivin de moist, that means even though most of the kinuach is off, but if the roishim is still nikir on the meduche, so it's still most lechazi lepsomim. Leimavatalei mi beis akisei. And so it's still oimid for kinuach, and it is still ois meduche. This is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Now Tosfos learned this whole pshat. The Tosfos disagrees. Kamat all the Rishonim do not learn like Rashi; they learn like Tosfos, and they learn the Gemara. Rashi learns that there are two memories. Im yesh makim kvula beis akise, molei hayat, v'im lav, kehecha, meduche ktana shel psomim, is a new inyan. Amar Rav Sheshe, v'yesh leid muta. They learn pshat, im lav, kehecha, meduche ktana shel psomim. That's the end of that memory. No, Amar Rav Sheshe, shim yesh leid muta. Now let us see how this girsa goes. V'im lav, kehecha, nira lebein etam, ke girsa srach. Vim lav kehechre meduche ktano shel psomim. That one is permitted meloi hayad, an abundance of stones, if it's yeshlei beis hakisei kavua. So memele, so if it, as Rashi said, so if it won't be used tonight, it'll be used tomorrow. If he doesn't have a beis hakisei kavua, so then he can only bring a minimum amount. What is the minimum amount? Vehechre perish regel. Kamaikare yamite. Vimlav kehakra, maybe that's how the nikud has to be. It should be like the regel. Vehem afurish be yishalmi. Kamale regel meduche ktano shel psomim. The regel of the mortar. Others say, I think the piskeritzes pshat that this regel meduche ktano shel psomim is going on the pestle. The buchne of a meduche. That means the chelik that steises the psomim, that grinds the psomim. So usually the pestle, there's an enlargement at the end of it. So that's called buchne. That is the regel, that's called the regel of the meduche. That's what he says, pshat in the Yerushalmi. And that size is mutter to take into the beis akise. But he's not allowed to take in meloi hayat. Omar Rav Sheshish, im yesh lo eid muta. Milse ba'apei nafshihi. Perish, muta lekaneach bo, afilu gedoy lo yoyse mikebeye. Now that, these shiurim that we had in Avonim, how much, how big one is permitted to take, that is dafke if these are clean Avonim. So be'etzim, there's a muktzadike shayla. They're not mucham. So memele chazal will only matter a minimum amount. But if we see im yesh aleh eight, perhaps I thought that the gils is taksim the samsevis of yesh aleihem eight. We're speaking about the stones now. Im yesh aleihem eight, mutal kaneich ba'afilu gedei le'yesim mikebeya. Oy, im yesh harbe mimole hayad mutalitol kulam. The kivin the yesh aleihen eid huchnu kulam. So this is already muchan for this purpose. So it's not muktzeh. So we see the whole chaimer of to bring a mitzumtzim and a mukbaldik amount was only because of a mukzadik shaila, and they were matter. Lotzeirich covered abrius, they were matter. But if there's an aid, do we see it is muchan? It is muchan for kinuach. So mameila, then we don't have to be mitzumtzim in the shir. It can be larger than a kebay. It can be more than a maloi hayad. It's also mutter. There's a meirah de keshilti hagiboyrim. An argemore, that is, here's a gewaldike ore, sayan Rashi's pshat, sayan Taisus pshat. Let us see it in a veinig. The Shulti Geboirim is in the Dafei Harif, Daf Lamed Dalet Amed Aleph, Ois Beis. He brings down both pshatim, and Ois Aleph, he brings down Rashi's pshat, Taisus pshat. Then in Eis Beis, he starts explaining, and he hears a gewaldic ha'ore. V'nira lefi yini yizdaiti. Toho da omar, she'im kinach be'evin me'erev Shabbos, demuta letaltal b'Shabbos. If he was mekaneach erev Shabbos, then one is muta to be metaltal. What is the lomdus? Hu dumye d'charoye shel dekl. That we had learned before, and by my time name, charoye shel dekl of a person had branches, she'godrum le'itzim, they were cut off to be used as fuel. The peirik v'metaynim, so it's mukze, it's aimed to be used as fuel. So the Gemara says in v'metaynim shim yoshav aleihim ibaid yoim. What if he did a maise? He sat on these branches ibaid yoim. Afilu leichishev aleihim. He wasn't mechashev. He wasn't miyachid these branches for sitting. He's going to use them as a bench. But he sat on them. Me boigyoim, he did a maisa with these branches. He sat on them. So the halacha is, shemut alei shevaleim b'shabbos. So one is allowed to sit on them Shabbos. Why? The havi, hayeshive sheyoshav alei me boigyoim. That what he sat on it, me boigyoim, yichud. This is equivalent to a yichud, like he was miyachedit, the tiltula. They can be metaltal. That means even though he didn't think of anything, but sometimes actions speak louder than words. So his action of sitting on it is equivalent to a yichud, that this is not fuel. This is going to be used as a bench. V'hochenami. So l'chayre, the same you say, havi lichluch. Shelich lech avonim iboyim. So the same thing. If a person sees that the avonim ameluch lochays, Yichud l'tultula af api shaleichishev aleim. I feel like there was no machshove, but this pu'ula is equivalent to a yichud. Ulefize. Leperish Rashi, so according to Rashi, it's a yichud an a meduche. According to Taisvis, it's a yichud an avonim. Ulefize leperish Rashi v'taisvis v'arosh, the rosh is like Taisvis, koshali. The mashmer lefi perusham, he says, it seems from the Gemara, according to their perish, sha'af al pi shalich lecha avonim iboid yoim, im ein rishum monika, the Gemara called later a shayla, what happened if it rained on these stones, and they got cleaned off from the rain. So I say from the Gemara, ki goin shiyod aleim kshomim, ve'heiser alichloch, sha'osel etaltalo, the kivin sha'ein rishum monika, bottle ha'yichud mehem. So the yichud becomes bottle, and it goes back to its friyadike matzah. She'nirem edivreyim, she'tzorech liyes roishem adovo, she'meichin oisom nika behem v'yayim ha'shabbat. So you see from our Gemara, that in order that it should have a shame of muchon in Shabbos, the roishim of the hachone has to be nikir in Shabbos. Frekte shilti geboirin v'gabi chiroyis dekel. The gemorim b'metoynim. He had branches there from a dekel. Shegodron la'itzim. He cut them for fuel. Le'mash mikein. That you need in Shabbos, it should be nikir the hachone. Drei ha-yeshive she-yoshav alei mi-boid yoim, shu ha-dover ha-meichin o-yison ha-mater til-tulom, that what he sat on them mi-boid yoim, ain't he nikar alei mi-yoim ha-shabbos? that what he did on mice and he sat on it Erev Shabbos, so you can look, see the branches, looking at the branches, observing the branches, you can see the hachone. Va'aval pikein, v'shori letaltalo. So why over here is it different? Ein loyma de gabi choroy shel dek hayno atam davo pishen rishu manike mutalei shevaleyem levisha oim dim gam le yeshiva, because there be'etzim, even though it's godrom le'etzim, it's oimet for yeshivos, some a meile, so there a maise, that means it has two tashmishim. So a maise yeshiva channels it to, so this is a dav oimet le yeshiva. Ma she'ein kein ba'avonim, שהרי מדברי הלוחס משמע דאבונים עומדים גם לכינוח. He says the same thing. The דאבונים also עומד לכינוח. ואף על פי כן, here you need רשום מניקה. מי הוא לפרש רשי זל אפשר לתארץ כי. According to Rashi, maybe we could say that this is worse than the case of חרוי של דק. דאי הוא מפורש בוי דבאי לפי גיר סוסוי. דמיירי המדוחה של פסומים. So in order to make it miyuchid lekinuach, shetzach shirayshem alich lechnikar olam. Vloisagi b'meshe alich lechoisim meboidyoim b'loy machshav alachin lekach. It is not sufficient that he did a maise. That a maise of kinuach, that should make it already oimed le kinuach. It has to be nikir de roishem. Mashenken beitzim, shem oimdim li yeshiva vigamres reife, hilkech sagib mashe yoshev leim iboidjem, afo pishem roishem a yeshiva nikeres be. So memela loit rashi, he says he understands. Avo le perish harosh. But according to the Rosh and Taisus, we give sosa, the boy da ba yekoy avoni mikuzolis, ve even gdoy le koshe, dreikach oim dem avoni mikuzolis le kinuach, kemoy le inyanache, dum yedeitzim. But according to them, it's very schwer. Here it's oim le kinuach, kemoy le inyanache, vafil ein reishem, nike bem lishteri tul tulam, kimin shekinich bem iboidyoy. ואפשר לא ימד גם לראש זל, היינו אתם שצריך שירוי שמליך לוחניקר, ואבן גודל משום דיינו עמדת לכינוח כלל. There are two cases over here. If it's larger than a bayer, or there's more than the מלוי היה. So he says, could be an אבן גדול לסתק and not עמד לכינוח. לא יהבי דום ידע עצים שעמדים לעסוק אלי ישיבה. Aye, by the other case, the more than Meloy Hayah, the Meshar Avonim Mekul Zolis, the Kamish Tzor Sheyreishim Alich Lechnika, she says, could be Lava Avonim Shekinech Mem Meboid Yoim Koma, the Inu Kimin Shekinech Mem Meboid Yoim Sagim Leitzoich Reishim Klal, Ele Mishum Avonim Asmuchim Lehem. That means these Avonim Mekul Zolis were put next to other Avonim, which were not used. שלאי קינח במבויד יום, הוא דקומה. שצריך שיראי שמליך לחניקה בעבונים שקינח במבויד יום, תהשתה הן מעידם על האחרים שגם הן מוכנים. If they're all in one pile, so ממילא that what they're together is מייד כאילו the other בונים are also מוכן for קינוח. They were put together. So ממילא, so then you need it should be רישום מניקה. If it is not רישום מניקה, then it is awesome. This is the Mahalach that the Sai Rashi and Sai Tosfos learned. Lalocha, we don't paskin like this pshat. We paskin according to the Rambam's pshat. Let us see the Rambam and the Rif's pshat. Let us see the Loshon HaRif. Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef, Yodu Aleim Kshomim V'nitashta Shumahu. Kloima, Im Yodu Kshomim Alo Havonim HaMekul Zolos. That you had these avonim, and it rained. V'nitvu b'karke. And now, because of the rain, they sunk into the karke. So the shaila is, mau, mi'cheshinen shema yekisoyser oy ketoichen. Are you allowed to take out these stones? Since it sunk into the karke, so by taking it out, it's dumye desoyser, like it became part of the ritzpah already.
or toichen, maybe by taking it out, you'll be toichen the mud that's around the stone. Tor an andere Scheile. Amalei mei Rishum mei Niker Mutter. If it's Rishum mei Niker, it is Mutter. Now the exact type of Rishum mei Niker, the Meiri says the Pshat is that it's still wet around the stones. It's still, you can still see the rainwater around it, so then it does not fall into the category of Soisa, and they don't have to be afraid of Toyra. So that is a third Pshat in the Gemara, and that's how we paskin la halacha. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boi minei rabbe barav shilo mirav chiste. Mal la haloisam achrov legat. Mal la haloisam is a person permitted to take stones to the roof. He wants to be oisit zvachov on the roof. He wants to schlep up the stones to the roof. So what is the shaila? So Rashi says, "Im ola sham lefanois, michayshinen letilche yeserta oiloi." This is a tilche yeserta. He wants to go on the roof. So the Chaydish Aviv explains, the shaila is not in yesod a tilche dike shaila. He says the Gemara would not clear if a person wants to eat on the roof if he's allowed to bring up the silverware and the dishes. He says that's no shaila. That's no problem. He says the shaila is mekusha with the mukta the kishaila. That be'emison, the stones are mukta. That's why we see so many chumras with the stones. They were matarit, tzairich kovad abriyas, they were matarit. But if there's a tilche yeseira also involved, that means, so it's more than a tiltul ba'alme with the stones. You're schlepping them up a large distance. So that was the shaila of the Gemara. But the yesoda shaila, the kaita of a shaila is al smukta. Even though they were matam, they were not the mukta so much. Om aloi godol kovet habriye shedoiche es loisase shabetoi. Zot Rashi. Godol kovet habriye shedoiche es loisase. Vichsi visalamto mehem. We learn out even though there's a lav of leisucha lesalem, if a person sees an aveide, he's not allowed to ignore it. He has to pick it up and return it to the owner. But there's a time where he's halamto mehem. Sometimes a person is permitted to ignore it. What is this? When prat lezokin ve'in lefi kvoide. It is not lefi kvoide to pick it up. He wouldn't do it for his own aveide, so he's potter on the Shabbos aveide. V'hochi nami tiltul darabono. Tiltul is a darabono. Here we see it's the mukta de kishayla. Halav de loisoser asmachu rabono. The rabono were masmach and the lav of loisoser. Obemokim kovid abriyas nitche. Mokim kovid abriyas is nitche. Just like the loisucha lehis alam is nitche, so the loisoser is also nitche. Now, learning this Rashi, perhaps, and not knowing the Gemara in Brochus, one could go further. But if we look in the Gemara in Brochus, klaus a shaila, if kovad abriyas is daich aloitase, if a person is wearing kloyim, it is mechuyif to take off the beged, even though if it involves kovad abriyas. The Gemara brings this din of leisucha lisalam visalamta. The Gemara says, shayni hosam de momoine. There's a mitzvah sheba momoin. Can't stout so iser to momoin. So the leisucha lisalam visalamta, the Gemara pushes away in ganzen. And Rashi brings this limud and Rashi jumps to leisosa. So the Chasam Sofer is mevayer. The Emerson, there's a machlokes harishonim, and this stems very good with Rashi l'shitasa in Brochus. There's a machlokes harishonim by gzeiras derabonon. is there the reise de keloi soso. Machloik is the Rambam and Rambam. The Rambam holds that when the loi soso applies on Droshes Chazal and Gzeiris Chazal. That means if Chazal tell us that one has to make a mamatzinu, Gzeiris Shove, a Kal V'chomer, and one doesn't listen to them, so he's over on Droshes Chazal. Loi soso mikol asher yerucha. If Chazal told us you're not allowed to eat bishalakum, you're also over on loi soso. So according to the Rambam, Shita, this is the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yoine, and Rashi and Broches, if a person eats bishalakum, he's over on iso the rice of loi soso. The Rambam says no, the gzeiris does not, one is not over on the gzeiris Chazal loi soso. It's an asmach, as mechino al loi soso, but it's not over loi soso. But Rashi Shita is that Yoivan of the Raisa Dika Leisosa. So the Chassam Sofer explains Rashi as follows. What is Pshat in the Gemara? Visalamto, a person is permitted to ignore the Aveda. Shani Hosom the Mamoina. So he says, you know what Pshat in the Gemara is? Rashi learned as follows. That there's a obligation, a Shibud Bein Odom Lechaveiroi, that if I see an Aveda, I should return it. It's a mitzvah shebein odom l'chaveira. So the Gemara says that since it's a mitzvah bein odom l'chaveira, a dover shebemomen is nitnul l'machila. So the owner of the Aveda is mevater on the chiyuv when it comes to cover the abriyas. That means he understands that if it means that the return of his Aveda would mean that Yenesh should be mevaz himself, he's mevater on it. So b'mokim covered abriyos, the Baal Aved is mevater on his schus. Like this, he has a schus or a tvi, and everyone who sees his Aved to be metapo with it. B'mokim covered abriyos is mevater. So then, listen, that's what Rashi says in Brochet, that the Chazal asa tiltel mukta. So you have to listen to them. B'mokim covered abriyos, they were lehem midu devreim. Rashi says, here we didn't say it. That means we said total muktzah also, but mokim kavod abriyas, we were mevat. So Bekitzer, the Gemara is telling us over here that even though it involves tirche, which is seems a psa greater, iser of total muktzah, it is also mutter. Total cover the abriyah shadeiches leisasa shabetoyre. That just like the mocking moment, the bala moment is mevata, the mocking cover the abriyah shazal were also mevata on the exilus. Yosef Mereima, the kamala lahosh maite. Mereima told over this whole shtiktaire the boy, and what Rabchizda was poishet. Eisvei Ravina le Mereima. So Ravina asked to Mereima azakash. Rabbi Lezer Omer, now here we're speaking about the person does not have a toothpick in front of him, and he has meat stuck between his teeth. It's embarrassing. The shayla of kavod abriyah. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, neitel adam kisa mishalafonov, lachtis vayshino. That if he's in his house and he sees some splinters on the floor, really the mukta. Some of them are aimed for any tashmish. Neitel adam kisemish alafonav lachtis b'yishina. V'chachamim aimrim lo yita. No, he's not allowed to take. Elo min ha'evo shel behemah. Something that's muchen to be gifted to the behemah, that's a machel behemah, and this can be used as a toothpick also, that he's allowed to take. But to take the kisemish alafonav, that's muktzeh, so muktzeh they weren't matter. So Al Kaponim, we see the Chachamim hold that if he doesn't have an Avish al Behemah, he'll remain, he'll have to suffer a little without a toothpick. It's not Mechubadik. Fa'afala. So you see, they were not Matar Tiltul Muktzer L'Tzoyrech Kovad Abriyah. So the Gemara answers, Hachi Hashta. Hosam Adam Keveya Mokim Lasuda. A person has a kavudik and mokim where to eat. So Mamela, so before Shabbos, you should go and order toothpicks. Not in Shabbos, you have a problem. You know what the venue is going to be in Shabbos. You're going to have cholin, meeting the cholin, that always gets stuck in your teeth. So Mamela, so now you wake up, covered abriyas. Erev Shabbos, go buy a box of toothpicks, and you won't have the only shall of covered abriyas. You didn't think about Erev Shabbos? Sorry. So Mamela, aber hoche, adam, keveye, mokim, lebeisa, kisei. Here it seems this was impossible to prepare before Shabbos. So Mamela, so here it's like a shail of covered abriyas, and therefore they were matter. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Mishalofonov, ksamim hamotolim al gabi karke. Rabbi Eliezer held that he's allowed to take the splinters which were spread out over the floor. Lemrinin muktzinino. We don't say they're muktze. He was matter. Lachzois little habosor shebein hashinayim v'lachzois beinayim. Min ha'evish, and the Chumash said no. Min ha'evish hu muchin. That's muchin for behemoth, hamachol behemoth. So it's not muktze. You're allowed to take something there and use it as a toothpick. Alma hemidu divrayim v'mokim kovad habriyis. Shepa'amim shenirem ibachutz. Not only it's uncomfortable. It's nirem ibachutz. Uginayu loy. They asked him. So the Gemara says, Hosam Adam Kaiveya Lisude, Ohoyeloy Lohochim Shomei Esmer, should have prepared Erev Shabbos. Hocha Adam Kaiveya Lebeisa Kise. A person can prepare Erev Shabbos, Bitmiye. Ba'omim Shemoitzi Adam Shom, Apilu, he has his Beisa Kise, which he usually uses. But he goes there and he sees that someone is there. V'hoylech l'mokem acher. Beisakise l'hoyem motzer l'hem bevoteyem. Each family did not have their own beisakise. Shoyedorim bevoteyem ba'aliyeh mibnei doichik batim. Bachs Merashi means to say that those who live on the first floor, so one room they can be miyachet for a beisakise, the garage they could use for a beisakise. But what if you live on the second floor? So there, since there was no, there wasn't any pipes for plumbing or a sewage system, so the mela is on the second floor, you're stuck without a beis hakise. And people lived on the second floor also, so the mela, a person wasn't, you can't tie it to him, he should have prepared before Shabbos. Where should he prepare? This is a zach that, so the mela, so since it's impossible to prepare, so there we say, loy hemidu devraya, v'mokim kovad abriyah. Zok taisvus, ma'u la'aloysam legak, perish pekuntarit, michayshinan letirche yeserta. But as we mentioned, it's not only the tirche, it's a muktzah the kishayla. The whole thing he said is muktzah. V'kosher l'ri imkein hod de porich, the osa litem kiso mishalofono. So the Gemara asked, it's an isa muktzah. He says the Gemara, Hikler Hashayla, Amal Aloysam Achav Legak, Hikler Hashayla, Tirche plus Mukse, but the Makshan asked on him, Als Mukse alone it's also, you're not allowed to take a Kisein, according to the Chachamim, even though this covered Abriya. So he held a fellow without Tirche, there's an Issa Mukse, Frekterim, Kein Oda Pardos, a little Kisein, Mishlofon, a Tikshila Kula Shmaitin, the Shari Litaltel Avonim Mikozolis. We had a whole sugya no medalit that it's mutter to be Metaltel Avonim. So why all of a sudden the Makshan ask on this, the whole, we have clue that it's mutter. Some Sefer wants to say that the Gemara knew that, the Trille Vadai like Gozlu, the Efshe Belav Hochi. I mean, Stamazai, that Chazal knew that, Tulu, when they asked at Mukze, that they zicha wa mata di Zavonim, but in a certain case, which is out of the normal, he has a Dovo Naisiv, here the Gemara Kler the Shaila. If they also asked it or not. But Taisvis didn't want to be Mechalis, so Taisvis says, so why didn't he ask an Amidala? The Hochem Iboile, the Shal's a little different. Not a Tirche. Mishum de beis hakise korv al agag, unverkehrt. Since he has the beis hakise that's close to him, v'yochel lo hochin shomei erev Shabbos, he could prepare erev Shabbos, that was the shayot. He says the whole sugyo before speaking about when he couldn't prepare erev Shabbos. He didn't have, he wasn't rich, he had a beis hakise al gagoi. He had to travel to find a beis hakise. So versteht sich, he can't expect a person erev Shabbos to go and, can't expect a person erev Shabbos to go and be meichen. Where be meichen? Was meichen? So Mamela, there they were matter, but here, since he could be meichen erev Shabbos, so maybe here, there's no heter of kovod abris. He should have been meichen. So be'etzim, Tosfos does not say, why that it's mutter, and that's the pupil of the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, so you're telling me even though that he could have prepared Erev Shabbos, he has a Beis Hakise al Gago, he could have prepared Erev Shabbos, then that's when if he didn't prepare, we say that God will cover the Abriyas. So the Gemara affects the Meredith Kekashe. The Hosel Atal Tokisa Mishalofon, Mishal Yochel Asma Meyesma. Avul akula shmaita leimotzi porich, shadaka no yilofanis besode. And the sugyan omedalev, this person didn't have the convenience of the world's algago. They used to go to the sod, obeisa kisei rochi, vlet rochu rabon lachne shomer of Shabbos. The gamim yazminim shema yikchei macher, so there's nothing we can do about it. So that's poshit that they were matter. Here, where you could prepare of Shabbos, here you can prepare Erev Shabbos. So here the Gemara cloud a shayla that here should be also. So you have to understand what the teretz of the Gemara. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, ha ha some adam kevei amokim lesuda, ha ha adam kevei amokim lebeis akisa. Yeah, that was the whole shayla. The shayla was the Erev Beis Akisa al gagoi. Yes, we're talking about it. He has his own Beis Akisa there. So Mamela, so that was the Shaila. So what is the Gemara differentiating? So the Taisus Arosh brings down Taisus Pshat, and the Teretz of the Gemara is that Filo Ala Gag Ein Kviyas Mokim Lahazma Meyesmil Shema Yikchum Bnei Abayis. He's not the only one that's using it. So Mamela, so it's not Shaykh to put away. So Mamela, that's why it is Osir. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Huna. Anu gemor. Also, lefanois besode nir b'shabbos. A person is not permitted to be mefane, to be oise tzrochov besode nir, in a field that just was plowed b'shabbos. Now to do this in Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, my time, what's wrong? They used to use sodas, what's wrong? Ilema mishum davshe, if you'll say, because by going to yena field, so you are hardening the earth. The whole purpose of plowing it is to soften the earth. And you're going to go there, lasi srochov. So you're going to harden the earth. Afilu b'chayol nami. So that's also lefanes besod nir b'shabbos. Afilu b'chayol yosu not allowed to. Ve'elo mishum asabim. He might use a tzreir. He might use a piece of wood that some moss is growing on it. Because we'll see in the soda nir, the feichkeit, the wetness in the soda nir, induces that asabim should grow on tzreiris. So male will take a tzreir, and he'll want to be mekaneich with the tzreir, and he'll be tailish the asabim from the tzreir in the process of the kinuach. Bela mishum asabim, v'omar esh lokish tzreir sholo boy asabim mutter lekeneach boy. A person is permitted to be mekaneach with a tzreir. Because it's a dogel shayne miskaven. Who says, not a psikreshe. Not a psikreshe that the asabim will tear off. So if they'll tear off, it's a dogel shayne miskaven. So it's mutter. V'atelish mimeno b'shabbis, but if a person will take out the asabim b'shabbis, chayim chatov. That's called Eichedov and Mikidulai, something that is growing on its rail, or moss is growing, this is the makim gidul, this achiyev taylish deraisa, aikadav me giduloi. But one is permitted lekameyach. So memeila, so why is it also to be lefanais besodanir? What's wrong? And for the Gemara, eladilme nokat mi loy vishoda letatoy. Maybe in the process, while he's being mefane, he might take some earth that is in a mound, and he'll throw it into a mokeim that is there's a groove in the ground. That means when one plows a field, so there are mounds and grooves. So it could be he was mefane in a groove and he wants to cover it over, so he'll take some dirt and he'll cover it over with that dirt, not realizing that it's Shabbos. And by doing this Shabbos, he's chayim al schoirish. El dil menokit mi aloi vishod al tatoi mechayim mishum de rabbe. Amar rabbe, hois aloi gume. If a person had a hole in the ground, vitomimo, and he covered it up, v'bay is chayim mishum boine, v'sod chayim mishum choyish. The mameles were afraid, lava daite, will be so involved, to do what he always does. So Mamela, he might come to Chilul Shabbos. The Mamela, therefore, they asked him. Zot Rashi. Besoda nir charisha rishoyne fa'oymed lezriya. It's oymed lezriya. Mishum davshe ubesoda chaveiroi. It is also mivnei shadoshes niroi. He's stepping over the plowed earth. Umiskashe hacharisha. And the charisha becomes hard. So you're mazik. So the Gemara says, "Patoylish mi mendo b'miskav." And if a person will take off the asab and bekavone chaye, the mokem gidulayu, because it's growing from the tzrael. It's going from the tzrael. Baches moichik av bishu tzrael by neyofa. Shokel mi loy mi mokim gavshushis v'shadi l'satoy. You might take out from a mound of earth, or put it in the groove, l'mokim gume, umash v'acharishe, v'hav v'teil de d'chayresh, this is a teil d'chayresh, and we learn v'bay yishayich binyin, v'zeh shemash v'guma is binyin haritzbahu, by smoothing out the holes, so that's called v'yne, u'besode, m'saken acharishe. But like this, the etzem zach it is mutter als amidereish lokish. So this is the Gemara Vayta. So let us see the Gemara Vayta. Gufe amereish lokish. Tzroer she'olu bo yasabin, atzroer she'olu bo yasabin mutter lekaneich bo. Person is mutter to be mekaneich. We're not chayish. Maybe he'll be toilish tasabim. This is a dovish and a miskaven. It is not a psikreishim. V'hatoilish mimeno b'shabbos. But if a person will be toilish the asabim from this tzroel b'kavone, chayiv chater. It is oiker dovim migidulik. Omar Rav Papi, shma mino midereish lokish. So from reish lokish, we can learn out a aloche. What aloche can we learn out? Hai parfise, a person has a flower pot. Shori l'tiltula, you're allowed to pick it up. And let us see what the chiddush is. Midereish lokish, said Rashi. The omar muta l'kaneach boy. That reish lokish says you're allowed to be kaneach. V'loy amrinon, we do not say, tzroir zeh, this tzroir, ha-rab, ha-asabim, sha'olu melachluch esakalke, ein yoitze. The asabim grow because of the lachluch esakalke. Uch shemagbiyem, so the lachluchis encourages their growth. Uch shemagbiyem, so when he picks up the tzroir and he's oikirit from the wetness of the kalke, hareyu ka oikram megiduleyem. So it's like he's Aikadova Megidulai. The wetness and the dampness of the kalke contributes to the growth of the asab. So by lifting it out of the kalke, it's Aikadova Megidula. And And Rish Lakish says, it's not called Aikadava Migadula. So come out, according to Rish Lakish, we'll learn a new halacha. Hai parfise, otzitz nokel. A person has a otzitz nokel, a flower pot with a hole in it. And the purpose of the hole is that it's yainik from the karke. Shizogu boy. So come out, you'll have to lift up the flower pot. Ah, you mafsik the yanike, you machlish the yanike. No, Rish Lakish said you'll have to do it. You have the same problem when you pick up a tzrayah. Ubechubas ha-goinim motzosi sha'oisin chayslois. They used to make types of kalim mikapis tmorim, types of flower pots they used to make from lulav leaves. Umimalin oisin ofo v'zevel behemah. They used to fill it up. Tofa v'chov beis oitesva v'yoyim lefnei reish shoshanim oisim kol echot v'echot l'shem kol kotten of ktana shebebay. He used to make a flower pot for each child. V'zoyrin l'soychon pula mitzri oikitniyis. And they used to plant in this flower pot. This was Elul. This was Tesva of Yoyim Be'elo, or 22 days before. So they used to plant in this flower pot, Rashi found this from the Goinim, Pula Mitzri, Oikitniyiz, V'koyrin Loi Pulfisa, and the Goinim called this Pulfisa. Now what happened? V'tzoymeach, and it starts growing. U'be'erev Rosh Hashanah, Noitel Kol Echot Shaloi, each one takes his flower pot, Umar Ziroi Sviva Isroishoi, Shiva Po'omim, Po'omar Zetachaze, Vizechalifosi, Vizetu Murosi, Umar Shlichoi Lenor. And then they go and throw it to the Nor. Sam Sofer is Mamtik. This is one of the Mekairis of Kaporis. One of the early Mekairis of Kaporis we have Rashi brings from the Gainim. It's a little different. It's not with a chicken, it's with Zroim. It's not Erev Yom Kippur, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's not three times, it's seven times. Al Kaponim, the Rayang, we see already. The Sam Sefer is Mavayar a little, that they used to do this for the children, if there was a Gzeire, that the Zera should be Nichas, that the kinder should be Nichas, and there was an Inyan of Askera, that they were afraid that the children shouldn't die of Askera, which was a Machla that used to choke them. So they used to go, and so the Gemara says a person who's chayv askri could the teveya beno. So memele they did this pe'ula. They did this pe'ula that they took their zera, they were teveya beno, and they were good in mistamed just like the Ramban says in Parshas Vayikra when they saw a korban. So the Meir Yisrael was doing with the korban. So in the Seira this really should have happened to them, and the Rebbein Shlom was merachim. So after saying the seven times, that was after Erev Rosh Hashanah the Kislicha stelled zechor. So Memela, so then they went and this is a Makir of Kapore, and Al Kaponim, from Agabuch we find that the Taisha Parfisa. But Al Kaponim, now let's go back to the Sugya. So Abaye said, Rish Lakish was matter to pick up a tzroya, even though Lechere is machlish the Yenike, it won't grow so well now if it lifts away, if it finds itself in the dampness of the earth. So it's growing, it's flourishing. You lift it up, it's gonna be a mafsik the unique. So Mameli says it's mutter. So who are then you allowed to lift up a flower pot from the ground? Maskivlo Rav Kahane. So Rav Kahane said, Im omru letzoirech, yoimru shaloi letzoirech. Nah. Rish Lakish was only matter letzeirich kinuach. But stamazay to pick up the flower pot, shalei letzeirich, they weren't matter. Let us see Rash. Shari letil tuli, lemrin in teirish, so it is not, doesn't fall into the category of teirish. So the Gemara says, letzeirich kinuach kovad abriz. But like this, it's not. We'll see a little further pshat in this tzeirich. Zach the Gemara vayt. Amar Abaye. Now we're speaking about a flower pot. If the flower pot was resting on the earth, Vehinichai al gabi yesedot, and he lifted it, and he put it on a stand. So that means he was machlish the yenike, mechayev mishim toilish, so he's chayev al toilish. Hoya, because he was machlish the yenike, so that's called a tlisha. Oike dava megidula. Hoya munach al gabi yesedot, vehinichai al gabi kalke, chayev mishim neiteya. Now he's increasing the yanika, he's enhancing the growth. Chayiv mishum neiteya. Zot Rashi. Chayiv mishum teilish, the einay nene shuv mireyach hakalke. That if you lift it up from the earth so it is not deriving benefit from the reyach hakalke, so a male that's called oikadove megiduk. Zot Rashi, beli nire, the high chayiv larda. Means the Gemara said a very stark loshon chayiv. So poshut one would learn pshat that chayiv is chayiv skila, chayiv chatos. Ella also, no, it's not a real toilish. Ella also mishum the dummy le toilish. It's dummy le toilish. The chayiv mamish koma. If you say mamish chayiv le tzoyrech hechi shori rabbanon isakores a skila mishum kinua. How could you say if the Gemara Reish Lakish was matter to pick up a tzroel? Aye, machle, it's mamish a toilish the eraisa, so how could it be mutter le tzoirer? So kocher, it's nirik a toilish. Is this, either there still is a yenike, hey, as they want me to have zog, there still is a yenike, even though you do lift it up, it's nirik a toilish. So mele the rabbon and nasa don't let say it's a matter. Let's say it's covered a bris. It's a matter. The daima loy be meseches and hedron. Where do you see such a thing? The Gemara says chayiv. Habol akusis chayiv mishum nash gaz. The lab mi da raisi ala mi da rabbon. Zog tois. Vehini chay al gabi yeseides mechayiv mishum tois. Zog tois vis hay mechayiv makis mardis mi da rabbon ki de perish bekunta. Not a chayiv de reise, it's a rabbon, mit de shori reish lokish. The kosher lari, damrine beper kama de gitten, oma rab zeire, otz it's noko vamunach al gabi yeseidoi. Rab zeire said, if you have a otz it's noko, amunach al gabi yeseidoi. Bonu lomach loikis rab Yehuda ve rabbon. So if that which grows in this otzitz noku, which is not resting on the earth, it is standing on a stand, is it considered that it is growing min ha'oret, and is a chayev v'maisa, or is not considered that it's growing min ha'oret, because it's a hefsek aver? So Rabbi Zeira said, this shayla is tali l'machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'rabot. Dil Rabbi Yehuda potter min ha'maisa, ki de maflik bein svina geisheshes, l'sheina geisheshes. The Rabbonon Chai. That means there's a machlokes in Gittin, if you have a sphine, something is growing in the sphine, and the sphine is geisheshes, it's mamish resting on the ground, in the bottom of the river. So Memele, so Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's geisheshes, then it's chayiv. It's not geisheshes, it's floating on the water, it is potam in amais, it's not growing there, it's Yisroel. Chomim hold it is chayiv. So you see that something that is rochik mikakois eretz Yisrael is it called yoinik min haoret? Is it called godol baoret? Is a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbona? So Rabbi Zeira said the same thing. If you'll have a flower pot that's standing on a stand in eretz Yisrael, will it be chayiv b'mais? It's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbona. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says Dafke Geisheshes is Chayev b'Maiser, so here you'll be Potter. Well, Rabbanon Chayev. That's what Rabbi Zeira said. Omar Rove, Dul Meloi. No, could be you're not telling good sir. Ad Kalei Komi Rabbanon Elo Desfine V'Loi Mavsik Aver. The Rabbanon, when did the Rabbanon say that you're Chayev b'Maiser? There's no Hefsik Aver. There's water in between. The water is Ka'aras Michter. Avol otzitz, the mifsik avira, afilu rabona moide. So meilu, what do we see? We see, so Rode said, that a hefsik avir is zichir not called yoinik min haoretz. So Afilu the Rabbanu will be Moide.
So in other words, so if something grows on a flower pot that's standing on a stand, it's not Chayim B'Maisa. So you see the Gemara holds their claw that when there's a Hefsik Aver, it's not Yoinik Min Ha'oritz.
We just said pshat. Inichei gabi yisaydis mechaye v'schayev makas mardus. The rabbonon it's nire ketoylish. Oh, but mina toire when it's on a stand, it's still yainik. It's yainik. It's only a nire ketoylish. And there the Gemara says, according to everyone, if it's on a stand, it's part of mina maisa because it's not yainik. According to Rav, it will not be mutter to lift up a tzroya. But according to Rav, it will be awesome. That's what Taisus answers. The Chodesh Ha'Aviv is Ma'ore al Kaponim. So what does our sugya hold? Our sugya holds that it is Yoinik. So he says, you see, our sugya holds that it is Yoinik, even though he's holding the Tzroir in his hand, and he's Mekaneach with the Tzroir, it is still Yoinik, which is very Mechudishtik. Al Kaponim, maybe it's Nene Mireach HaKarke, that even though he's holding it in thus, and then he's Mekaneach with it, it's still a unique, but al kaponim azay dachman lochay rezach. Zach to Gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, osa lekaneach becheres b'Shabbos. One is not permitted to use a cheres in Shabbos for kinuach. My time. So the Gemara says, ilayim mishum sakone. We'll see. There's a physical sakone to use a cheres. It's dangerous to use it for kinuach. No, if it's a sakon, afilo bachil nami. So why not in Shabbos? Bachil also not allowed to use. Ve'lo mishum kshofim, we'll see the Gemara later that there was a person who was mekaneach with cheres could be affected by kshofim. It's a bayit, afilo bachil nami loy. So why are you saying that in Shabbos? Ve'lo mishum asharas nimin. Now maybe he holds it's also because of his mekaneach with a cheres, he might be oiker saris by oise mokim. Some emele, so that's also in Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara dover shein miskavenu, since he's only mekaneach, this is a dover shein miskaven. That what we had yesterday, memashmish betzroyer is a psikreshe, that's memashmish. That's a psikreshe to be toilish saris. Mekaneach is not a psikreshe, so it's a dover shein miskaven. So the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Yochanan, what did you say? Osa lekaneach becheres b'Shabbos. What are you speaking about? It's al tzakon, it's kshavim, it's also holy. Al tzasheres nimim, it's mutter b'Shabbos. So what sagst du? Oma lo Rav Nosson baroi shir. Gavre rabbe oma milse. Rabbi Yochanan said something, name a botai. You have to be miyashiv. He meant something. Loi mi boi b'chol da osa. Choyl, it is Icheros. Avo b'Shabbos, choyl v'ike teres keili olav shapir domi. I would think Shabbos it should be mutter because this is better than a tzroyer. Kamash malon, that it is also in Shabbos also. Now let us see how Rashi explains this gemara. So Rashi, mishum sakone, shlo yenatik boi shinei hakarkoshe, Shitluya behen, it's a physical sakone. He might damage himself by using a cheres. Mishum kshofen, kidel kamon vishmaiten, is a shash kshofen. Hashores nimin, shemeshir es haseyam, imneshil chodot. This is sharp, so it takes off the saris. Dov shem miskavenu, vishemin ilay rabbi yechonam, dov shem miskaven, mutan le kamon vishmaiten. So the Gemara says, no. Lai mi boi b'chol, shein iser tiltul b'tzroires. By chol, one could use a tzroir. Ta'osu l'kaneach b'cheres mishum kshofim. So you're not allowed to use a cheres als kshofim. Shrei yochol l'kaneach b'tzroir. You can be kaneach b'tzroir. Aval b'shabbos, hoyu v'iketeres keili olav, l'chates boi oyo, elach shef mayim migei, v'ayim eshapir domi, demutav shikaneich boi, militao tzroil. I would think, in the middle of the week, you're not allowed to use cheres as kshofen. They have an alternative. Take tzroirech, why do you take cheres? Oh, but in Shabbos, this is mehudadik to take a cheres, because a cheres has a teres keili. And tzroirech only goes to with a heter of God will cover the abriyah, shadoich eleisase shebet teres. I would think, Shabbos, one has to go and take cheres, and not tzroirech. Kamash malam, the loy. Imishum sakone, imishum kshofen. But Shabbos, you also shouldn't do it. Imishum sakone, imishum kshofen. There's a moiridikich sam soifa that says pshat in this Rashi. If we'll be medaik the Rashi, Rashi is very unclear. The having of the Gemara was that it should be mutar on Shabbos als kshofen. That in the middle of the week it's also als kshofen. And the Shabbos would be mutter, and then the Kamashmal and Sosa al Sakon and al Tshofen. Rashi is very unclear. Zokta Eilikich Sam Soifa Amoyredik Ibshat in Rashi, and he says as follows. He says like this, there's a Sakona of Tshofen, and there's a Sakona of a Poshita Sakona, a physical Sakona. He says the Sakona of Tshofen is a unnatural. That's l'maylo miderech hateva. This is not a natural sakona. This is kshofen, l'maylo miderech hateva. So he says as follows. So he says, if I would think, I would make a mistake. I would think that the whole issa is to use a cheres in the middle of the week of kshofen. It's the supernatural cheres of kshofen. So a male in the middle of the week, you use tzayres. You don't use kshofen. You don't take any chances. You don't use cheres. Is a chash of kshofen. Aber Shabbos, Shabbos is another shayla. Shabbos is a chumash shayla dor. I use tzroires, no, it's tchiye, it's mukze. If I use cheres, shomer Shabbos as a dos. Shomer mitzvah lo yeder dovaro. You're mahadar and shmire Shabbos. Don't worry about kshofen. Don't worry. You want to be mahada, I don't want to have a tchuyah diki Shabbos of God who covered the briyah. I want to use a keili viki nuach, so it should be a mahuda diki shaymah Shabbos. So, it is nothing but to worry about. From a meila. So without Rabbi Yochanan, I would think in the middle of the week, you're not allowed to use it, al tshofen. In Shabbos, you're allowed to use it. And don't worry about tshofen, shaymah mitzvah layeh dadobel. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, there's another problem. There's a problem of sakona also. There's a physical sakona involved. So since there's a physical sakona involved, so Shabbos, you're also not allowed to use it. So now you're not allowed to use it because others help neshayim and mitzvah la yeda davaro. This is a poshut, a physical sakona to use acher. So memeilis, so Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it also. Atzilu ha-shayim ha-shabbos, ha-mahudidike, Yida wants to be a shemesh, he's not allowed to use a cheres. He has to use a tzroil. Also shmaltam yedul nam shiseichem. So memeilis, Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, if he's going to use a cheres on Shabbos, he has to be afraid of kshofim also. Because he lost the heter of shem and mitzvah la yeda dover already. Because there's no mitzvah to use a cheres. So that's meira dikterashi. He says, the havamina of the Gemara was that it's only osar al kshofim. B'choyr. That's how Rashi says. Chenis etzol du b'tzoy zosok nech b'chels mishim kshofen. So kamash malon is that there's an isar of sakone also. Now there's isar of sakone, so in Shabbos it's also al sakone. Kamash malon duloy that in Shabbos it's also imishum sakone, imishum kshofen.